What about early 2009, the first quarter of 2009? What are your expectations for that? What does it look like? How are you advising your clients? Because it seems like we've been really sort of testing the lows lately. We haven't seen the 700-point swings in recent weeks like we saw just a few months ago. I mean, it seems like there's a bit of calming here. What does 2009 bring? Is that really a new chapter for the market?
It will be a new chapter for the market. I think we come in January, and you typically see a January effect, meaning that you get a fresh batch of 401k money that gets largely put into the marketplace. That'll probably happen again. We'll probably see a stabilizing in energy prices. That's going to be a positive. We, you know, the precipitous sell-off in energy prices has been tied to the global economic slowdown and probably very overdone. So I think that's going to be another key theme as we come into the first quarter of next year. In large part, we'll hear a whole lot more in the February-March timeframe about fiscal stimulus, what it's going to look like and who it's going to impact and how quickly we get that moved forward. That's going to be very important in the first quarter of next year. But in terms of what to tell investors, this is the time to start looking at your portfolio. January is always a time to sort of reset. Look at your exposure to equity markets and see if it's appropriate to what your risk level is. A long-term investor is going to see some great bargains in the first half of next year. If we get any sort of recovery in this economy in the fourth quarter of next year, you know, it's going to be time to start looking at stocks again with a fresh view towards an improving economy.
Well, where do you think those good bargains are right now and in early 2009? Where should people be looking and where should they not be looking?
Well, you should not be looking at consumer discretionary. It's too soon for that, maybe too soon for a while. The auto industry is going to get rescued, but the auto stocks are not. Stay away from that. Certainly stay away from things tied to an advertising business model. That's going to have a very difficult 2009. Energy stocks will probably be at bargain lows in the first half of this year. I think it's time to start looking at those. I think you're going to see a snapback rally in the commodity price. You know, this stabilizes closer to $50 than it does to $30, so probably a lot of money to be made there. Technology is going to continue to see ongoing consolidation, so continue to look at those large cap tech stocks that have a pile of cash and certainly look at the names that they may be buying. We're going to see more and more of that as we work our way to the first quarter next year. So, you know, technology on the software side and energy through the whole complex, avoid the consumer discretionary, avoid the advertising model, certainly.